The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. It is 3:08 p.m. on this Thursday, January 28th, and my name is Becky. I always bring you the KTQA Daily Briefing Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. with replays at 6 p.m. on KTQA 95.3. You can also find us online at daily.ktqa.org. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. And the state's data dashboards are found online at doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. Dialing 311 will get you to the city of Tacoma, and dialing 211 will get you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online. The state's coronavirus hotline is open every day at 6 a.m. The number is 1-800-525-0127. There's also interpreters that can help you in other languages. Lately, because of high call volume, sometimes you will have to leave a message and someone from the state coronavirus hotline will call you back. Now, going to air right now, the governor is in the middle of a press conference announcing some changes, possible changes to the way that we go about and some of the restrictions and reopenings. So we will cut into the 3 o'clock hour a little bit later with some of the recent updates, as well as airing those during our 6 p.m. rebroadcast. But remember that Washingtonians can find out if they're eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. The folks that are currently eligible for vaccination include all people 65 years and older, people 50 years and older in multi-generational households, as defined by someone caring for their grandchild or niece or nephew, and so far, about more than 500,000 Washingtonians have received their first vaccine dose. And next up, but not yet currently eligible, will be Phase 1B, Tiers 2 through 4 individuals. Those include folks who work in group settings like agriculture, food processing, correctional facilities, grocery stores, and public transit, as well as schools and childcare. The Department of Health, along with Washington State National Guard and some other partners, are launching mass COVID-19 vaccination sites across the state. Right now, there's 3 in eastern Washington and 1 in Clark County. Folks can sign up by appointment for vaccines at those sites at prepmod.doh.wa.gov. Now, you can also look to your healthcare providers here or the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department for information about some vaccine clinics that are closer to us. The health systems and clinics in our region who are offering vaccine appointments by appointment to eligible individuals include MultiCare, Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, Kaiser Permanente, CMAR, Ording Family Practice, OM Life Health Clinic, University Place Medical Clinic, and UW Medicine. And the following pharmacies also have vaccines by appointment: Safeway Pharmacies in Bonnie Lake and Lakewood, Kirk's Pharmacy in Eatonville, Lincoln Pharmacy in Tacoma, and Albertson's Pharmacy in Puyallup. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 228 COVID-19 cases today and 212 cases yesterday. Well, there are lots of free COVID-19 testing sites still available throughout our region, including at facilities like MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser, as well as at Community Healthcare and CMAR Community Health Centers, Cheney Stadium, and the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, as well as more. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me if you need specific locations. And in addition to those regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department offers mobile testing events. The ones for tomorrow are January 29th at Fort Steilacoom Park, Bethlehem Baptist Church, which is located at 48th and Portland Avenue East, and Old Spanway Elementary School. No ID is required. Tests are free and open to everyone, and testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Results are available in 5 to 7 days. As I said at the beginning, when we went to air, the governor was in the middle of giving some press conferences regarding new updates and changes to restrictions. So we will come in later in the hour with those updates. You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing here on KTQA LP 95.3 FM in Tacoma. Remember, you can dial 311 for the city of Tacoma and 211 for community resources. You can text us or call us at 253-330-8821. And if you missed any parts of any daily briefing, you can catch the 6 p.m. replays. If you aren't on our email list, you can go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know that you would like to be kept apprised of all the goings-on at KTQA. Again, I will be butting in later in the hour with some updates from our governor. Until then, please stay safe and have a wonderful Thursday afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is Becky with the KTQA Daily Briefing. It is in the 4 o'clock hour, about 5 minutes past 4. And I am, as I suggested in the 3 o'clock hour, breaking in to cover and update us on some of the updates from Governor Inslee. Because when we did the 3 p.m. Daily Briefing, he was still in the middle of a press conference. Remember that the Daily Briefing brings you state-level and local updates related to COVID-19 every Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. with 6 p.m. rebroadcasts, as well as, like I'm doing right now, any cut-ins for immediate updates. But remember that all state-level updates and information and guidelines on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. And the state's dashboards for all of the data related to COVID-19 can be found online at the Department of Health. So that's doh.wa.gov. And our state updates right now. First is that the governor has issued updated guidance for long-term care facilities. Modifications include updated and additional resources available at coronavirus.wa.gov. Standardized community case rates related to moving between COVID phases for visitation. And enhanced guidance regarding compassionate care visitation, essential support persons visitation, and outbreaks visitation. And all of those guidelines for long-term care facilities take effect on February 1st. But more presently, in front and center, the governor announced adjustments to the state's phased reopening plan. It will allow two regions to enter phase two starting on Monday. The 2021 reopening plan that was announced in early January initially required regions to meet four metrics in order to move from phase one to phase two, but today's update changes those requirements so that regions must meet only three out of the four public health metrics in order to advance phases. The two regions who are entering phase two starting on Monday are comprised of Snohomish, King, Pierce counties, as well as Grays Harbor, Pacific, Thurston, and Lewis counties. All other regions in the state will remain in phase one for the subsequent 2 weeks. The other change, since I said 2 weeks, the other change is that phase advancement will be evaluated every 2 weeks instead of weekly. Under phase two, which will include Pierce County, starting on Monday, indoor social gatherings with up to 5 people from a maximum of 2 households are allowed. It is still requested and required that individuals from outside one's household wear face masks when interacting. Residents can resume indoor dining and indoor gyms are able to reopen, both at 25% capacity. Cultural centers like aquariums, bowling alleys, and theaters can reopen at 25% capacity or with up to 200 people, whichever figure is less. The four metrics for reopening or for advancing from phase one to phase two do remain unchanged. Those metrics are that regions must show a declining rate of 10% or more in COVID cases over 14 days, a decline of 10% or more in new COVID hospital admissions over 14 days, an average intensive care unit occupancy rate of less than 90% over 7 days, and a 7-day COVID positivity rate of less than 10%. The region that Pierce County is a part of meets all metrics except for the case rate metric, which is actually on the increase right now. In order to remain in phase two, regions are required to continue to meet at least three of the four metrics. So if we ever fall back into only meeting two of those metrics, then we fall back into phase one and things become more restricted. Indoor dining closes down again, things like that. But more information about that change in metrics can be viewed online at medium.com/WAGovernor. There are a few little updates to our vaccine information, but remember that Washingtonians can find out if you're eligible and make appointments by going to findyourphasewa.org online. So far, there are about 540,000 Washingtonians who have received vaccines. There are actually 1.7 million people in Washington who are currently eligible because we're in phase 1B, tier 1. But the state is only receiving about 100,000 doses of vaccine per day from the current time from the federal government. Luckily, on Tuesday, the president indicated that our state can expect a 16% increase in weekly allotments of vaccine. So after that, more people should be able to be vaccinated because once about one half of that 1.7 million, once about one half of the currently eligible individuals in phase 1B, first tier, have been vaccinated, then it opens up to folks in tiers 2 through 4, which include things like school teachers and grocery workers, public transit operators, folks like that. Again, you can always call the coronavirus hotline for questions or making appointments. That hotline from the state opens up at 6 a.m. every day. Generally, during the week, they stay open till 10 p.m. to take your calls. But on some days, due to really high call volume, they've shut down at around 7 so that they can make callbacks to individuals who left messages. The hotline for the state is 1-800-525-0127. You can also reach the coronavirus hotline by texting 211-211. Remember that you can always hear the daily briefing in the 3 o'clock hour on ktqa.org. And if you missed any parts of today's daily briefing, then shortly after broadcast, you can go to daily.ktqa.org, where you can click and listen to all of the daily briefings we've been doing since March of 2020. Remember, you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources, and you can dial 330-8821. In order to reach us here at ktqa.org. My name is Becky, and I will speak with y'all tomorrow. Mask up, stay safe, and stay healthy. Remember, we don't go into phase two until Monday, so until then, continue to stay separate, eat only in outdoor areas, and hunker down and do what is needed in order to keep our community healthy.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.
And now, back to your old-time radio programming.